Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Tharad. Today is Wednesday, 29th of November, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on November 29, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 25 points. In the previous trading session, the Sensex rose 204 points to close at 66,174 levels, while the Nifty 50 was up 95 points at 19,890 levels. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might be taking a support at 19,824 levels, with an immediate resistance placed at 19,941 levels. Some of the stocks to watch out in today's trading session are Tata Power. The company's unit, Tata Power Renewable Energy, secured a letter of award for development of 200-megawatt firm and dispatchable renewable energy project with SGVN. Secondly, Canara Bank. After the Reserve Bank of India cleared the lender's plan to divest 70% stake in its subsidiary, CanBank Factors. The lender has also proposed to buy out the stakes of Bank of Baroda and DBS Bank India in its unlisted subsidiary, CanBank Computer Services. Thirdly, Havells, after the company launched Lloyd, its leading consumer durable brand in the Middle East market. A new listing is also scheduled for today. Shares of state-owned Indian Renewable Energy Development Agency is expected to debut exchanges. According to Unlisted Markets, shares of IREDA enjoyed a premium of 31% in grey markets, indicating a listing pop for investors. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. The US markets closed higher overnight, resuming their November rally, as comments from Federal Reserve officials raised hope that the central bank may be done with interest rate increases this year. The Dow Jones added 0.2%, while the S&P 500 climbed 0.1% and tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index gained 0.2%. On the other hand, the US Treasury yields slipped on Tuesday as investors digested optimistic commentary from Federal Reserve officials. The two-year Treasury yield was down by 10 basis points at 4.75%, whereas the 10-year Treasury yield was nearly 4 basis points lower at 4.35%. US dollar index too extended its downward trend into a three-month low past 102 levels. The greenback is now down 0.6% on the week. Asia-Pacific markets, on the other hand, were mixed this morning, as Australia's S&P 200 index climbed 0.2%, whereas Japan's Nikkei 225 slid 0.2%. On the commodities front, prices of crude oil were marginally up as investors shifted their focus to OPEC Plus meeting, storm-related drop in Kazakh oil output, and a weaker US dollar. Brent crude hovered around $82 per barrel, whereas WTI crude stood at $77 per barrel. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have VK Vijay Kumar of Geojit Financial Services talking about the near-term trajectory of FII flows into India. Listen in.
The better-than-expected decline in US inflation in October has triggered a sharp correction in US bond yields. The 10-year US bond yield has corrected from 5% in mid-October to around 4.4% now. The market now thinks that the Fed is done with rate hikes in this rate hiking cycle. If inflation in US continues to trend down and macro indicators suggest a slowdown in the US economy, the Fed is likely to cut rates by mid-2024. In this changed scenario, FIIs are likely to considerably reduce their selling in India, and there is a good chance that they might turn buyers. They were big buyers last Friday. Valuations in India are not cheap. Nifty is trading close to 20 times FY24 earnings. India is the most expensive emerging market, but considering the growth momentum in the Indian economy and the momentum in earnings, valuations based on FY25 earnings are fair. No other emerging market has a growth story similar to India's. Domestic inflows are strong and the market is resilient. A pre-election rally is likely soon. In the past 5 general elections, the markets have rallied in the run-up to the elections. This is possible this time also. If FIIs stay away, they will miss this rally. Therefore, they are likely to turn buyers selectively.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.